Thanks for listening to the St. George in the Pines Sermon Podcast. Epiphany is a season that helps us ask clearer questions about who Jesus is. In today's Gospel, John the Baptist points to Jesus and calls him the Lamb of God. It's a familiar phrase, but not an obvious one. What does it mean, and why does it matter for how we understand sin, repentance, and salvation? Today we listen to that moment and consider what John is really saying about Jesus. Let's listen.
The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony: "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The one on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one." The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning round, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who did follow Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which, when translated, is Peter. The Gospel of Christ. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we pray that only your word be spoken, only your word heard, and only your word lived. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. In today's Gospel, John the Baptist is doing exactly what God called him to do. He's telling the truth. He is naming sin. He is calling people to repentance. And he's doing it well. Jesus himself will later say that no one was born of woman who is greater than John. John represents the law and the prophets at their very best. He shows people what is wrong, and he calls them to turn back to God. But then something unexpected happens. John looks at Jesus and says, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And when he says that, some of John's own disciples leave him and begin to follow Jesus. That shift that we heard today in the Gospel, it matters. They're not rejecting John. They're doing exactly what John prepared them to do. John, he knew his limits. He could call people to repentance, but he could not save them. He could name sin, but he could not remove it. And that's why John doesn't say, "Here is a better teacher," or "Here is someone who will try to help you harder." And he says, "Here is the Lamb of God." So to understand how serious this claim is, we need to listen to the Isaiah reading that we read earlier. In Isaiah, there's a character called the Servant of the Lord. And the Servant of the Lord does something that no ordinary prophet does. He speaks directly to the nations and says, "Listen to me, O coastlands." Prophets usually say, "Thus says the Lord." They point away from themselves. But this servant speaks with God's own authority, as if God himself were addressing the world. Isaiah even has God say that this servant, who he's talking about, the servant of the Lord, is his salvation for the ends of the earth. It says, "I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." This matters because it tells us that when John points to Jesus, He's not pointing to another messenger in a long line of messengers. He's pointing to the one that Isaiah was waiting for, the servant of the Lord, the one through whom God himself comes to act. But what does it mean to call Jesus the Lamb? In the Old Testament, a lamb was brought as part of Israel's sacrificial life. The lamb stood in place of the person bringing it. So sin was acknowledged in Israel, and the sin was put on the lamb, and then the lamb was removed from the community. The action says that this sin does not stay with us. But prophets were clear that these sacrifices by themselves, they could never really heal the heart of the person. God says, "I desire steadfast love, not sacrifice." The sacrifices in this lamb, they could name the problem, but they couldn't fix it. They were symbolic and they were representative at their best. They pointed for the need for sin to be taken away out of the community, but they couldn't actually do it. And that's why sacrifices had to be repeated. And that's why Israel was always waiting for something more. So when John calls Jesus the Lamb of God, he is making a decisive claim. He's saying that what the lambs of the past could only point to, this man, Jesus, will actually accomplish. Jesus did not talk about sin. He takes it away. And he can do that because of who he is. Jesus can stand in our place because he's fully human. And he can remove sin because he's also fully God. This is something that no prophet, no law, no human effort can do. This brings the text close to home. All of us have things that we rely on so that we can live with ourselves. Sometimes they are clearly non-religious. They are being a good person, volunteering, staying busy, comparing ourselves to others. Sometimes they are deeply Christian. Prayer, Bible reading, service, faithfulness. These things are not bad. In fact, many of them are very good. But they themselves cannot take away sin. They can help us recognize what is wrong, like that lamb in Isaiah. They can make us serious. They can even move us towards repentance, like John. But if we stop there, we remain in control. We manage our guilt rather than trusting Jesus to remove it. This is the moment of decision in today's gospel. The first disciples do not fully understand who Jesus is, but they recognize enough to follow him. They let their allegiances shift from John to Jesus. They move from preparation to fulfillment, from naming the problem to trusting the one who can heal it. And this is where the hope of the gospel truly rests. Jesus is the Lamb who takes away our sin. Scripture tells us, as far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. That means there is no distance we can fall that he cannot cross. There's no failure, no pattern, no secret sin repeated again and again that places us beyond his reach. There's nothing that we can do to make God stop loving us in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is fully human, he understands us. He knows our weaknesses, our shame, and our struggle. And because he is fully God, he is able to heal what's broken and remove that what we cannot carry ourselves. So don't stop. Don't turn away. Do not give up on yourself before God has given up on you. Come to Jesus, trust him, follow him. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Let us pray. Almighty God, you sent your Son to be the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. Turn our hearts from trusting in our own efforts and teach us to rest in what you have done for us in Christ. Give us grace to follow where he leads, to trust his mercy, and to live in the freedom of sins forgiven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The gospel reminds us that Jesus is not only the one who shows us what is wrong, but the one who can take it away. What the law and repentance could never complete, Christ fulfills as the Lamb of God. Thank you for listening. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. here in Banff or visit stgeorgebanff.com. May the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, draw you into freedom and peace.